ABC Radio Australia.
A recent change to Vanuatu's right to information law is causing alarm within the media and among transparency advocates. Parliament has passed an amendment that allows the Cabinet to keep all of its decisions secret, a move which critics and opponents alike say underlines the need for democratic accountability. Pacific Beat's reporter in Vanuatu, Lily Rose Wellwell, is following the story and joins us on the line from Port Vila. With that, I say good morning, Lily Rose.
Good morning, Chrissy.
Lovely to hear you this morning. Tell us more about the change to the right to information law in Vanuatu and why it's raising so many concerns.
So, Chrissy, the government of Vanuatu has passed an amendment to its Right to Information Act, adding a new section, Section 40A, which now means that decisions made by the Council of Ministers, the executive arm of government here in Vanuatu, can be kept from public. So this effectively means the public, media, and even some oversight parties can no longer have access to records of cabinet decisions, even when they involve major national policies or public spending. The law first introduced was in 2016, was meant to promote government transparency and accountability. But this latest change has sparked serious concerns from the civil society, journalists, organizations, and even the Office of the Ombudsman, who warn it could undermine those democratic principles.
So, Lily Rose, there are concerns there, but are there people in the media who are prepared to speak out publicly and risk a government backlash?
Yes, and the response has been strong. The Media Association of Vanuatu has expressed disappointment at the lack of consultation. I spoke to the president of the association, Charles Asumbe, and here's what he had to say.
It's very important for the people to know what the outcome of their meetings are, and so to keep track on what is happening in Vanuatu as well. And with the amendment, it also closes the door for the people of Vanuatu to know what the executive or what the decision body has decided moving forward and the reasons behind their decision.
So Charles Sumbe, the president of the Media Association's comment reflect a broader sentiment that people want more clarity and involvement and not less transparency.
Lily Rose, so those are the concerns by the Media Association. But are there others in the community who are weighing in on the issue?
Yes, the concerns aren't limited to journalists. At the recent Right to Information workshop held here in Port Vila, which brought together media professionals, government communication officers, including digital rights advocates, the topic was front and center. The Right to Information unit reminded participants that in the past, even when cabinet met in outer islands like Santo and Tana, the decisions were made public. So people are asking, why change that now? People say that tradition of openness should not be abandoned, and one key issue is the delayed release of the Citizenship Commission of Inquiry report and investigation into Vanuatu's citizenship investment scheme. The report is believed to contain politically sensitive findings, and critics are worried that this new amendment now could be used to block the release, to block its release, which the Right to Information unit also pointed out that in the past, even when cabinet have met in other islands, those informations were readily available, including sensitive informations.
And with those concerns from the community as well, is there any possibility, Lily Rose, that the change approved by the parliament could then be reversed?
There is growing pressure. The opposition leader, Ismail Kalsagau, has called for the amendment to be reviewed. He warned that it could erode accountability, especially in cases involving public funds and national identity, which that has already been happened. So civil society groups are calling for legal clarity. They want a stronger public consultation and for the government to reconsider how this law aligns with Vanuatu's democratic commitments, including the Right to Information Office continues to provide training to civil servants and others so that they can understand the changes and uphold transparency. But the broader concern remains how to you balance national interests with the public's right to know, especially in a small democratic country like Vanuatu, where trust in government is deeply tied to openness. That question is now open and is now front and center in people's mind. People are talking about it, but whether there will be any changes is yet to be seen.
Yes, and trust that's something that you'll be keeping us up to date in the weeks ahead. But we thank you, Tomas Lily Rose. Thank you, Tomas, for Time Liu. You carry one flag. Good day.
Thank you, Tomas. Krisise Makliu.
That's Lily Rose Wellwell reporting for Pacific Beat from Port Vila.